Some comments here. First of all, about making volunteers do what you want them to do. It's true that if you stand behind somebody and push them in some direction, that they'll probably resist what you're doing. But if you yourself go in that direction, people may well follow. What this means is that I think in reality, people don't, if they're reluctant to work on something, it's not so much because they think it's uninteresting as because they don't see the way to complete it. As an example, back before, say, 1913, people always talked about adding GIF and JPEG support to XEmax, but nobody actually considered doing it because it seemed too difficult. I felt the same way, but one day I got annoyed enough that I just sat down and spent a few hours figuring out what to do and went ahead and implemented an early version of the GIF and JPEG support. And soon after that, Bill Perry came in and did a whole lot more work on this. And then after that, a bunch more people worked on it. And now it's in at least somewhat decent shape. So basically, if we want something done, if we do the first part of it and then just leave it there, people will tend to come along and finish it. The same trick applies to luring new users and by extension to new hackers because hackers always start out as users first. If the first impression that of a product that the new user has is good, then they are much more likely to continue using the product and to deal with any further problems that they encounter than if the problems they find are right at the very beginning. This is why it's important to work on the website and other things that are presented to the outside world. As for FSF Emacs, I'm quite convinced at this point that we are not going to win the Emacs war, that it's fairly pointless to even fight the Emacs war because Stallman is never going to go away, and no matter how good we get, people are never going to actually use XEmacs in place of FSF Emacs, or more precisely, XEmacs is never going to displace FSF Emacs because it has the it is the canonical version. This is why I think XEmacs needs to morph into a new editor that just works and which does things using a 90s style GUI interface, at least by default, as opposed to the current rather outdated interface it uses. Now, experienced hackers and users can always turn off the features they don't like, but new users can't turn on features they do like if they're not there. I think for this matter that XEmax needs to have a new name which doesn't have the word Emacs in it. I'm not going to go off on this anymore though because it's would take too much time. When I finish my manifesto, it's going to explain this much better. Now I'm going to talk about redisplaying a separate message.